For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Boone County will continue to impose restrictions even after the state's stay-at-home order expires. The new order will take effect Monday, May 4th at midnight after the state's order expires. Under the new order, businesses, including restaurants and salons, are allowed to reopen but with occupancy restrictions. Restaurants and retail businesses under 10,000 square feet have a limit of 25% of permitted occupancy. Salons are limited to 10 people or 50% occupancy, whichever is less, including employees. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning says this order is part of a gradual process that can be reversed.
If we see this curve stay flat, we'll begin loosening up these regulations a little bit more. If we don't and we start to see a spike, then we'll have to step backwards, and I think that would be devastating.
Religious services are also allowed to resume with similar occupancy limits. The order does not have an expiration date. Browning says it will be 3 to 4 weeks before new guidance is decided. You can read more about the order on our website at kbia.org. Missouri unions representing state workers are raising concerns about access to gear to protect from COVID-19. In a press conference yesterday, Tim Cutt with the Missouri Corrections Officers Association said cloth masks given to workers at state prisons aren't adequate.
The N95s are available to certain staff, but they're not available to everyone that's working inside there. If the governor is going to, you know, say that we're essential staff, then they need to be treated essentially as well.
Union leaders also want telework support for workers who could do their job from home. Meat processing giant Smithfield says a lawsuit filed on behalf of workers at one of its Missouri plants should be thrown out in light of a recent executive order from President Donald Trump. The company's lead counsel, Alexandra Cunningham, made the argument in a teleconference hearing yesterday morning. She says the order, which mandates meat processing plants stay open, makes it clear the federal government is now taking charge of weighing what's best for the food supply against worker safety. She argued making a separate determination on following federal guidance isn't the court's role. The plaintiff's counsel says courts often consider compliance with federal standards and that Smithfield didn't make substantial changes in response to COVID-19 until the lawsuit was filed, long after workers asked for more protective measures. A ruling is expected early next week. SSM Health is contracting out its laundry services to Missouri prisons through an inmate labor program called Missouri Vocational Enterprises. The Department of Corrections says it's requiring inmates who do the hospital's laundry to wear protective gear and is teaching them to limit risks. Stephanie Liang, an assistant professor of medicine at Washington University School of Medicine, says the risk of getting COVID-19 from hospital linens is low, but he says prisoners in general are at higher risk.
Number one, folks are living in close quarters to each other. It's difficult to socially distance. And then also, we think about inmates who might be older who might have chronic medical conditions that put them at higher risk for acquiring COVID-19.
A spokesperson for SSM Health said the health of those it does business with is a top priority and that the system has safeguards in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.